Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here with Money, Riches, and Wealth here on a snowy, wet, rainy, whatever it is out there tonight, night. And none of my colleagues are with me tonight. I told them to go home. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Because they live much further out. They live out in Falston and Bel Air, and I live right here in Hunt Valley, so not a big deal. But I'm here by myself. So we're having an open show again. And when I'm here by myself with an open show, I need your help. I need you to participate. Maybe we can have a win-win. I can answer questions for you, and you can call in and help me out to have somebody to talk to and do what I enjoy best, which is answer your questions and make it a win-win for everyone. If I can answer, you direct the conversation, something that's really a benefit to you. And then if I do a good job at answering that question, it's a win-win. I get somebody to talk to, and you get the help with an issue that, could really make a difference in your personal finances. So if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. It doesn't matter the topic. If it deals with your money and your finances, we can address it. 410-922-6680. If not, I'll just figure out how to ramble on for an hour, an hour of time. It actually only works out to about 40 minutes that I have to ramble. And I'm capable of doing that, so not a big deal if you choose not to call in. But if you would, and you have a question, you want to direct the conversation, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. So, let's talk about a couple things. Let's start with charitable deductions. Everybody says to me, Drew, I don't need to worry about that kind of stuff because I can't itemize anymore, so I'm not going to worry about that. In 2020, that's going to prove to be a slight mistake. It's not going to be the end of the world, but it could be a slight mistake. I tell my clients all the time, look, this law is only going to be in place until 2026. And in 2026, when it ends, we're going back to the old itemized deduction concept where you almost always itemized. And so don't lose track of your medical expenses, your property taxes, your mortgages, your charitable contributions. But this year, you also have the issue of the new $300 non-itemized charitable contribution deduction. So if you gave $300 of cash to a charity, that's cash you had to get. Now, when I don't mean cash, you take it out of your pocket. I mean cash, check, or credit card. You can take it off of your taxes regardless if you itemize or not. So there's a situation that you want to be prepared for this year with your accountant that you can show that you gave $300 or more of cash, and you will still get the deduction even if you don't itemize. But we also have always talked about the forced itemization for the Maryland income tax return. And I'm going to go into that after I talk to Sherry in Pikesville, or when we come back from the next break. Remember, I'm on an open show. I've got plenty of lines open, 410-922-6680. Sherry in Pikesville, how can I help you?
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Well, thanks.
I wanted to find out if you can do a Roth conversion in the year that you turn 72, if you do it before your birthday, maybe?
No. I mean, you can and you can't. So let me take that back. So here's how it works. So 72, you're referring to that year because that's the year you have required minimum distributions.
Correct.
Okay, so now 2020 is a past year. We don't have to take required minimum distribution. But let's say in 2021, they don't waive the required minimum and you're turning 72. Okay, let's just make that assumption. Now, your birthday, let's say, is July, and you want to do a Roth conversion in January or February before you're forced to take your required minimum. And unfortunately, it doesn't work. So the reason being is that in the year you turn 72, that's when you have a required minimum distribution, and you must take it before April 1st of 2022, assuming you turned 72 in 21, the very first year. You have until April 1st of 2022. But here comes the punchline. You can't do a conversion of any money until after you've taken your required minimum distribution. So give you an example. I got a $100,000 account. I'm turning 72 in 2021. My RMD is $4,000, approximately that's what it would be. I can do a conversion, but I must first take my $4,000 RMD before I can convert anything else. Am I making that clear?
Yes, I think so.
Well, obviously I'm not. If you only say you think.
So basically you can't do it the year you're turning.
Well, yeah, but, you know, let's say you wanted to do a $20,000 conversion, okay, in the year you're turning 22, but your RMD is $15,000. You could convert $5,000 of the 20, but the first 15 you must take before you can do a conversion.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, let's say you take your 15, all right? You could do $100,000. You could, if you got enough money in your eye, you could do $1 million if you want to. It's totally irrelevant as long as you took your RMD first. And, you know, whether it's January and your birthday's in July or whatever, it's totally irrelevant. You have to take that RMD before you can convert anything else.
Oh, okay.
All right?
Yes.
Oh, but, you know, you're on the right topic, though. Doing conversions is very important now, and you need to be looking at that. So I really congratulate you for looking into that and thinking about this, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right, Jerry, you take care. Roth conversions, 2020, you've only got, 15 days left. Well, actually, today's almost over, so we only have 14 days. One of them is Christmas. So you need to look at Roth conversions in 2020 when your required minimum distribution was waived. I can't tell you. Normally, we do a handful of Roth conversions. This year, we've done a ton of Roth conversions. Anyway, I got to go to traffic. I'll be right back. We're on an open show, 410-922-6680. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, president of the Financial Consulate and host of Money, Riches, and Wealth. So often a radio listener calls me saying, I've been listening to you for years and have been meaning to call. When they come in for their comprehensive financial physical, they say, I wish I had done this years ago. If you've been meaning to call and meet with us, then do not wait. Call now to learn more about our trademark financial physical. The financial physical is designed to be a comprehensive second opinion analyzing all your goals and objectives. Are you maximizing tax efficiencies? Will you be able to maintain your lifestyle in retirement? Is your portfolio properly allocated, or just a few of the many parts of the physical? The best part of our service is you get to see the final product before you decide if you want to pay for it. We do this to assure you we are not selling product, and we guarantee the physical to be truly beneficial. Do not wait any longer. Call 410-823-7283. That's 410-823-SAFE, or visit us online at financialphysical.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. Christmas is here, I guess. Chestnuts are here or something. Anyway, we're on an open show. I don't have anybody online. This is going to be a long night if you're not willing to participate with me. But that's okay. I can do it. I've done it before. I appreciate Sherry calling in. If you want to call in and ask a question, I've dealt with Social Security questions. I deal with Social Security most of the time. Every week I'm dealing with Social Security and Medicare questions for my clients. And, you know, that's usually a very hot topic. If you want to call in and ask about Social Security or Medicare, I can clearly address any question you want to. 410-922-6680. Or if you want to call in and talk about taxes, I mean, you know, that's a big topic that a lot of people have to be, thinking about. Taxes are becoming more and more of an issue, and you see a lot of bad tax advice out there, and most people don't even know when they've, had a tax return prepared that wasn't correct. It doesn't mean that the information didn't get in the return properly. It just means that the thought process of things that could have been done weren't done. I'll give you a great example about this, and this is one of the things I was talking about earlier on the show. You know, clients are saying to me, I don't need to worry about itemized deductions anymore because I don't itemize. Well, how do you know you don't itemize? Like I said, first off, in 2026, this law that is currently in place is going to disappear. So, do you want to get out of the practice of putting all those itemized deductions together? I would say not. And second, here's the key point to this, okay? So client comes in. The standard deduction is $24,000, let's say $25,000 this year. That's the new standard deduction, okay? They only have itemized deductions for $22,000. So they say, well, you know, once again, I can't itemize. Well, that may not be true. What if you're a Marylander, okay? Maryland is a unique situation. So, you know, here's the example. Somebody, you know, the standard deduction is $25,000. But when you add up their itemized deductions, it comes up to 22 or 23. Let's use 22. Okay? Now, for federal purposes, you want to take the standard deduction, 25. But hold it. Maryland says if you do that, you can't itemize on our return. And when you do, you're going all the way down to a standard deduction of $4,000. Now, watch the math here. Let's say client's in the 22% bracket. By reporting that extra $2,000 from 25 down to 23, you're going to pay $440 more in federal tax, okay? But now I can itemize on my Maryland return. So $23,000 to my Maryland return. Let's say $5,000 of it was state and local taxes. So I really only get a deduction on my Maryland return of $18,000. But that's still approximately $13,000 more to Maryland than it was based on the standard deduction of Maryland. That gets me almost $1,100 income tax rebate from Maryland versus the $440 that I paid to the Fed. I'm $700 positive. Even though I couldn't itemize on the Fed, I force itemization, which you're always able to do. It's perfectly legal to do this. I'm forcing Maryland to give me $1,100 of my dollars back, only paying the Fed $400 more, and it's a strategy that everyone better be looking at, or their preparer better be looking at, or you better be forcing your preparer to look at. And that's why you want to keep track of your itemized deductions, plus the $300 new charity deduction in cash. I'm going to Michael. I'm sorry, I'm Washington. Washington in Pasadena. Washington, how can I help you?
Good evening, Drew. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. What's up, my friend?
A question about credit cards.
Okay.
All right. When I last called, there was a question about two companies that had reduced my credit card limits.
Because right.
They noticed I hadn't been using their credit cards as much as other, let's say.
Okay.
I've been hesitant about contacting because they're going to ask, well, what is your income? And since I'm retired, my income has come down. So then.
But unless you have a huge credit limit, you know, like $100,000, $200,000, the first $100,000, first $50,000 especially is not that big a deal with most credit card companies. So unless your credit limit on those cards are enormous, I wouldn't worry about them knowing you're retired because you could pretty much still tell them a pretty healthy income if you wanted to. Especially if you have IRAs and 401ks, you can, you know, because they don't do much verification of the income. They pretty much just take your word for it.
All right, so there's no real downside in order to go ahead and try and tell them what it...
Then just give them a good idea of what you think it's going to be, you know? I mean, something fair, and knowing that you could move it up to that if you wanted to just by taking more money out of your IRA any year, you know, and so forth. So that's how I would do it, you know? I don't think you have any downside, my friend. All right?
Do they share this information with other other companies?
Well, it's all through the credit bureaus. So it's all through the credit bureaus. So it's in the credit bureau reports. You know, but I really, you know, wouldn't be too concerned about it. You know, just tell them something. Tell them something good. You know, tell them $80,000, $100,000, whatever you think your income will be. I have no idea, but you know, whatever you think it'll be, you know, tell them. And it doesn't have to be perfect. They don't do much verification of it. All right.
Oh, well, thank you, Drew. Merry Christmas.
All right, buddy. You take care. A great question, Michael in Randallstown. How can I help you?
Good evening, Drew. I have a question about charitable contributions.
Okay.
Before the new tax laws came in, as a full-time automobile mechanic, I used to have a lot of deductions.
Okay.
And that got me a nice return at the end of the year. Now, I can no longer use those deductions, and I find myself paying the government a huge sum of money now at the end of the year.
Do you have a lot of money in IRAs?
No.
No money in IRAs? How about 401ks?
No.
You have any pre-tax retirement money?
What do you mean by pre-tax?
Yeah, no, tax-deferred retirement money.
Oh, no.
So you don't?
No,
what
I don't.
What do you get your income off of? Social Security? Investments?
Well, I get Social Security, yeah, but it's a fair amount, but...
Well, what do you get? Pensions?
Well, I get a salary because I work full-time.
Oh, so you get a salary the company that you work for now.
Exactly.
And you work full-time. How old are you? 60, 70, 50?
I'm in my mid-70s.
Okay. You're still working, you know? Good for you. You're enjoying it?
Well, I can't say I enjoy working on cars like I used to because
right.
At one time an auto mechanic's job was really a nice job to have.
Right.
But today it's really a pain in the butt in a lot of cases and...
If you're an employee and you're solely an employee, W-2 employee, your only way to get deductions nowadays is going to be through a 401k plan at your employer or a simple IRA at your employer. And if they don't do that or if you don't participate in it, you're absolutely right. You just have to pay the taxes on the income that you make. And there's not much you're going to be able to do about it.
Well, how about... charitable contributions, giving a...
Well, you give charitable contributions. Remember, Michael, if I give a buck to a charity, I might save 25 cents in taxes, but it still costs me 75 cents to get my taxes down. So, you know, and the same goes with mortgages. People say that to me all the time. I got a mortgage because I get a tax deduction. It's like, that's ridiculous. You paid a bank a buck to save 30 cents. If you do that, I'll lend you all the money you want. Just tell me, you know? Anyway.
Well, I thought if I started making huge charitable contributions, I could beat the government a little bit.
Well, you can, but it's going to cost you a lot more money. You know, that'd be like cutting your nose off to spite your face, as they used to say. You know, so I wouldn't do that, my friend. If they have a 401k or a simple IRA, that's what I would use to try to get yourself some deductions. Okay, my friend?
Okay, thank you, Drew.
All right, you take care. And, Christina, I hope you'll hold on, and I'll be back to you right after this pause with traffic. We're on an open show, 410-922-6680, and we'll be right back. Money, Riches, and Wealth.
Back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, the Christmas music keeps coming. How do you like that? You know, it's that old Christmas song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer or something, right? Isn't that what that was? Anyway, We're on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. I've got Christine on the line. I'm going to go to her in a minute. If you want to call in, I've got plenty of lines open. She's the only one on the line right now, so 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, ask your question, direct the conversation, help me out so that I don't have to just ramble on topics. But I'm going to Christina to see how I can help her. Christina, what's up?
Okay, I did not know that we didn't have to take a deduction this year.
A required minimum distribution is what you're
distribution,
saying.
Distribution, yes. Yeah. I didn't realize we didn't have to take that this year and was wondering why my management company had not called me about, how I wanted to handle it.
Did you take one or did they give you one?
And I haven't as yet. I was going to call them tomorrow, in fact, and then I heard your program and I said, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anytime the market drops by a lot like it did this year, a lot of times, not guaranteed, but a lot of times Congress will step in and say, we're not going to force you to take your RMD because if you do, you would have to take it out in a declining stock market and that might be negative for you. So that's why
they usually, try to sell off so that when it's time, it's already there in the cash account.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But at any rate, what does that do about my QCD? Can I still take that?
Yes, you can always do a qualified charitable distribution up to $100,000 if you want to. So if you have a charity you want to give to, you should do it before the end of the year if you want to get it in for 2020.
Right, okay, all right. Because what I usually do is I don't have any taxes taken out of anything else all year. I pay my taxes out of my required distribution.
Okay, well, then you got to be careful now. You want to make sure that if you don't have any withholdings yet for your 2020 and you need to pay taxes next April, you might not have any withholdings this year.
Well, I don't. So I will have to tell my management company to go ahead and...
Here's what I would do. Do you have other money that's already after tax?
Yes.
So you have other liquid money other than your IRA, right?
Right.
So here's what I would do. Now, this is what I do for my clients that have this situation. So I have a client that normally would take his money out of his IRA and then withhold money to pay his taxes every year. So what we did, since there was no required minimum distribution, we went into the IRA and we said, okay, we need to pay $20,000 in taxes. Let's just use that as an example. So we took $20,000 out of the IRA and sent it directly to the IRS as a withholding. We did this just a week or two ago. And then what I did is a week later, I turned around and took $20,000 out of his other money and put it back into the IRA. And therefore, the $20,000 that came out of the IRA is now a 60-day rollover, non-taxable, but I still got my $20,000 in as a withholding so that the IRS will not penalize my client if they didn't do it in that unique little way.
Okay, so if I just send them the money, that would be a problem.
So what you would do is you'd send it out of your IRA, which you think
right,
you're going to...
I follow what you said. I just mean that, waiting and paying my taxes out of my liquid account.
Well, then you have to put it back in from your liquid account into your IRA as a 60-day rollover.
Okay. Now, one other thing is we've been retired for 10 years.
Okay.
Too late to do a Roth? What is that Roth conversion? How is it?
If you have IRA money, right?
Yes.
So you always have the right to do a Roth conversion. And I would strongly recommend that both you and your spouse do a $1,000 Roth conversion at the very bare minimum. And the reason I do that is because that starts what's called the 5-year Roth clock. If you've never had a Roth in your entire life, you have to do, you have to start a Roth to get what's...
Well, we did have Roth before we retired, and management company's taking care of it. It's still a Roth.
So you do have a Roth account.
Well, it's got a little bit, only got a little bit of money.
But I don't care. But it's been around for 5 years then, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, fantastic. Then you can do a Roth conversion anytime you want to. You know, and this year's a special year that you should be doing a Roth conversion because you didn't have to take the money out of your IRA. So what you would have normally paid taxes on, you should convert to a Roth IRA, or at least think about it.
Okay, so we usually pay our taxes and do the QCD, and whatever's left over, we have put back into the account. So now you're saying I should put it into the Roth account.
Correct. So in your situation, I would do the QCD. I would do the the extra money that you would normally get in an RMD. I would send that to the Roth IRA, and then I would do the withholding, and then I would take money out of my account, put it back in as a 60-day rollover, and I'm one happy camper. I just really maximize every tax advantage of this year I could do.
Let me make sure I follow you. We take the QCD, and then we take the next step. The second step is QCD and
Roth conversion.
Roth conversion.
And then the withholding.
And then the taxes.
And then put the money back in with your other cash back into the IRA as a 60-day rollover.
And the money that I pay for my taxes.
Yep.
Okay.
I hope you really got that, because that's a little more complicated than the average Joe has dealt with before. But you sound like you're pretty sharp at this stuff.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to my management company, because they never told me about QCDs. I found it out some other way.
Well, you need a new management company, it sounds like, my friend. So, you know, anytime...
They need money, so I was always happy because they made me money.
You know, everybody makes money in a good market. You know, don't associate brains in a bull market, you know. So, you know, just keep that in mind. Everybody says, oh, my company does great. They make us a lot of money. But when the market's going up, it's easy to make money. Anyway, Christina, I appreciate your call. Good question. I got to go. And I've got about a minute for this segment of the show. We're on an open show. I'm on an open show. I'm by myself. If you would help me out, 410-922-6680. We just went over a lot of cool things there with Christina, you know, that, you know, I don't know if you're thinking about or you're doing them. But, you know, this is a year that you don't have a required minimum distribution. This is, you know, we talked about qualified charitable distributions. Christina's on that, and everyone out there, if you're charitably minded and you have an IRA, you need to be doing and understanding qualified charitable distributions. And I'm going to go over that next hour if for some reason I don't get anybody to call in and ask a question. But if you need understanding on that, It's a incredibly important topic. Even if you can itemize, you still need to understand why qualified charitable distributions are more powerful than, you know, a traditional or just taking it as an itemized deduction. And there's a lot of great reasons for that. So anyway, if you want to call in and ask a question, 410-922-6680. And next week, you know, is Christmas, Christmas Eve Eve. So it's the 23rd. So it's Christmas Eve Eve. And I'm going to be doing an open show. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be doing an open show. But in the last segment of next week's show, I got a gift for everyone if you're around. And so that's next week, the last segment of the show. Hopefully you'll be listening next week. But right now, I'm on an open show tonight. Nobody's on the line. 410-922-6680 if you'd like to call in. But I've got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning. We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, The Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Well, I guess Chris is saving the big three for me next week as my Christmas gift. So that's okay. You know, O Holy Night, O Come, Emmanuel, and did you hear what I hear? Do you hear what I hear? Those are the big three. You know, I expect to hear those next week or else we'll have to have a talk, Chris. 410-922-6680 if you want to call in and ask a question. And next week, I got Mike on the line. I'm going to go to Mike in a second. But next week, as I said on the last quarter of the show, the 6:50 to 7 o'clock portion of the show, I got a gift that I want to share with you next week if you're listening. And anyway, hopefully you will be listening. And tonight I'm on an open show. And if you want to call in, I probably have time for at least one more caller over and above Mike. 410-922-6680. Mike in Westminster, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Drew. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And you?
Great, good. Hey, just a quick question. I'm reviewing mutual funds, and, you look at the different details of them, the expense ratios, things like that. But I never quite understood what the turnover rate.
That's probably one of the most important ones to us, okay? So for an index fund, they should be relatively low. Turnover means this, Mike. Let's say I have a $1 billion mutual fund portfolio, okay? And it says that I turn it over 100%. That means that $1 billion worth of stock is being sold in the course of a year. And so I turned the whole portfolio in 12 months. Now, that doesn't mean that every stock got sold in the portfolio. It just means that there was enough sales in there that I turned $1 billion of stock over. And anybody who does a lot of turnover, I avoid them like the plague. I just don't want – if you're buying and selling stocks as if you can – pick and choose the best companies every, 6 months or whatever, every year, your chances are you're just going to make me pay a lot of money in taxes, and chances are you don't know what you're doing. You're just chasing the latest and greatest stocks. I much, much prefer companies where their turnover is 20%, 25% or less. And the less it is, the better. Kind of like Warren Buffett. I want more people who are buying companies with high conviction. They believe the company has a competitive advantage and that their balance sheet is very strong and they're unlikely to sell that stock anytime soon because they believe they've got a great company. And I've always, in my history of studying stocks and studying companies and mutual funds, the high turnover ones can be reasonably good for periods of time, but after taxes, they tend to underperform the indexes. So why wouldn't I just do the indexes? But the lower turnover funds can have a history of significantly outperforming the indexes over periods of time and with just as good tax consequences. And that's why when we're looking for funds, that's a big indicator for us. It's not the only one, but it's a big one.
Yeah, I've seen 20 to 30, 35%. There's numbers in there on some of these, but I just didn't quite understand the impact, if you're looking at a higher.
So 20% turnover means that they're probably holding most of the companies they buy for up to 5 years. I mean, you think about that, 35%, they're doing it more like 2.5 to 3 years, and I'm getting disappointed. You know, I like 20-25% at the most. I want to see them holding for 4 or 5 years, because Jean-Marie Aviard was one of the greatest mutual fund investors ever, and he always said this: it takes 3 to 5 years minimum for a company to develop itself into a great company and for the market to really recognize it. And so that's why his holding period was usually a minimum of 3 to 5 years, and easily 10 to 15 or 20.
Okay.
Sir John Templeton said the same thing. I had the great privilege of interviewing both of them back years ago. But Sir John Templeton said, you know, when I buy a company, I want to own it as long as I can possibly own it. And either the market's going to overvalue it that I can't own it anymore, or it's going to run out of juice. That's what he used to say.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's good info there. I just didn't quite understand what that meant, or what a good ratio was, or percentage was, or that type.
You know, another really good indicator that you want to look for is the capture ratio, which is, in other words, if the market went up 10%, did that fund tend to go up 8%, 10%, 12%? So a 12% on a 10% index up move means that the stock normally went up 120% more than what the index would go up. An 80% capture ratio means it only went up 80% of what the index went up. Okay, but then the downside capture is the other side of the coin. The downside capture said if the market went down 10%, this one went down 80%. And if it went down 120%, that means it went down 12%. So it went down even more than the market. And what you're looking for is you're looking for a capture ratio that's at least equal to the index, if not higher. But you're really looking for that downside capture where it's significantly below what the indexes are. So when the indexes are going down, the capture on the downside tends to be 90, 80, 75, but the capture on the upside tends to be equal to the index, if not substantially more. And that's a really good indicator that you need to learn and understand. All right?
Very good. Okay, well, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Good question. Good call. Good question. I have just a little bit of time left, so I don't have any time for a caller probably, but I just wanted to talk about this Roth conversion again before we finish out the show, because next week you would have hardly any time to do a Roth conversion, and you didn't have to do a required minimum distribution this year, right? So you're used to paying taxes on your required minimum distribution. So if you're 70, 75 years of age or whatever, you know, every year you've been forced to take money out and pay the taxes on it. Well, this year you didn't have to do that. Well, instead of sitting back and saying, great, I don't have to pay taxes on that this year, maybe you just go ahead and pay the normal amount of taxes that you would typically do, but convert it to a Roth. This is a unique year. As I was telling, I think it was Christina earlier, you cannot do a Roth conversion of your required minimum distribution. So if I have a $100,000 account and I have a required minimum distribution of $5,000, I have to take the $5,000 and pay taxes on it, put that into a regular brokerage account, or put it in my checking account, pay taxes on it, and now I'm free to convert as much of my IRA I want to, but I had to take the required minimum first. Well, this year there is none. That means that any amount from your IRA can be converted. And so if you're usually, you know, you're typically used to paying taxes on $5,000 in my illustration, why just let this year pass by that you don't take it out? Maybe it would be a good idea to convert that $5,000 that you're normally going to do anyway over to Roth IRA and start the accumulation. And if you've never done a Roth IRA, you have to have a Roth account in existence for at least 5 years for your entire account to become tax-free. So if you've never, ever, ever done a Roth IRA, now's the time to start that clock ticking and get the five-year rule going And this kind of sounds kind of morbid, but I tell you something, in the last year of your life, that's the time that your family should understand what Roth conversions are all about. And if you really want me to explain that someday, and I hate to talk about it like this, but if you want to, just call next week and ask that question, and I'll be more than happy to explain it, because it's a strategy you should understand and your family should understand. Anyway, I really appreciate the people who called in tonight and kept me company. It were great calls, great questions. And next week we'll be here. And as I say, the last quarter of the show, 6:50 to 7, I got a gift for you if you're here and listening. And I hope you are. This is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
Jolly people you love with love. Show them the way you feel. Things are gonna be much better.